there are people, especially these people that are sponsoring these so-called protesters, who don't seem to value our lives. They don't value our systems. They don't value our country at all. They would want to come back through the back door by any means whatsoever. But this is very unfortunate. And I hope the people of Zimbabwe will open their eyes very soon and see it. Stop being used. We know right now our good pastor is enjoying in the United States of America, now being hosted by the government of the United States. And the followers are here. They're the ones who are running around being guys, facing all these sorts of problems. And so I hope that people will sit back and actually think that, okay, if we continue doing this, are we going to put food on our table, or are we going to just make it worse for ourselves and our children, and worse still for our country?
But, Honorable Juma, what we see is that these protesters were actually today demanding electoral reforms and nothing else.
It's never about that. They have got good planners. Today, actually, I saw a picture of the French ambassador actually standing with some of the protesters. The whole essence of the story is that they want regime change. They failed to get through the ballot box. So now they are going to try and use violence so that if our brothers become violent against each other, then they come in sort of as if they're coming to keep peace, and yet they know what they're coming for.